Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, how to approach them, and how to share Jesus effectively with them. If you remember in Acts 17, we talked about Apostle Paul's approach to the Athenians. And one of the points I mentioned to you, that Paul did not reject the word the Athenians used for God, theos. Apostle Paul used the common Greek word for God, theos, which the Athenians used. Now, I done a little research, and you also can do your own research. Theos is written 1,343 times in the New Testament, and are translated God 1,320 times, translated to mean the Creator. Now, the only possible translation of the word theos to Arabic is Allah. The Greek translation of the Tanakh, Old Testament, you know, the Septuagint, adopted the Greek word for God, theos. This is a fact. Also, the writers of the New Testament adopted the word, used the word theos. The word Allah comes from the Arabic word Ilah, I-L-A-H, Ilah, which comes from the same Semitic root as the Hebrew Eloha or Elohim or El. It is similar to the word for God in other Semitic languages. For example, Aramaic Ilah, Syriac Ilaha. It is very important for you, my Christian brothers and sisters, to know that the word Allah is not the name of the deity of Islam. It is simply the Arabic word for God, the Creator. To prove this point to you, for more than 500 years before Muhammad was born, Jews and Christians in Arabia called God Allah. As a matter of fact, in our present time, all Arab Christians all over the world and in the Middle East call God Allah. Why? Because the word Allah is written in my Arabic Bible. This is the Arabic word for God. Also, remember when the Christian gospel first came to Europe, Christian missionaries used the Germanic pagan word for a God. So our English word for God comes from the pagan Germanic Gott, G-O-T-T. Which was used as a proper name for the chief Teutonic deity Odin. Now, should English speakers therefore discontinue addressing the Creator as God? Of course not. It is clear that the description of God in the Quran is inadequate and incorrect. Yes, this is a fact. However, since when does a people group inaccurate concept of God require us to change to a different word for God, or to accuse them of not recognizing and believing in the Creator. We cannot do that. Also remember that it is a fact that a person can believe in God as the only supreme being who created heaven and earth and created the universe, created him or her, without having the correct knowledge about God's character, God's nature, and God's word. That is very possible. We know that even from the Bible, Romans 1, God revealed himself to man through creation. From the world around him, man know that there is a God who had the wisdom and power to plan and create. And certainly the Quran said God created everything and everybody. Man realized too that this creator is eternal. You can read that in Romans 1, verse 20. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power, and the divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing him. My Christian brothers and sisters, it is very important for us as Christians to realize that it is not the Arabic word for God, Allah, that needs to be changed, or we should fight to attack it or to change it. This is not really the right battle to enter into and to fight for that. It is the Muslim concept about God that we need to pray and we need to make efforts to try to help them change and correct. And believe me, God will use you and me to help so many Muslims discover who God really is. Who is this creator that they are trying to worship and please? Very important. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Understanding Muslims and sharing Jesus effectively with them. It is very important to notice, I did notice from my humble study, and you can do your own study, while the name Yahweh appears throughout the Old Testament in the original Hebrew text, yes, it appears nowhere in the books of the New Testament, not even in the original Greek text. Also, Jesus never used this name in a New Covenant context. Of course, you know that there is a New Covenant. God is introduced in the New Testament as the Father of all true believers in Jesus, Jews and Gentiles alike, without any distinction being made between them. Yes, he has a good plan for the Jewish people. Of course, he loves them. He has a good plan for them, and he is working, and many of them will be saved. But also God has good plans for hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, for all people all over the world. Because this is God's heart and this is God's intentions to save all people. Yes, he has a special plans for the Jews. Great. He also has a special plans for the Russians. And we saw that, especially after the fall of communists, of Russia, Russian Empire. And he has good plans for the Chinese. And we know that because a few decades ago, there was only about 1 million Christians in China. Now there are about 100 million Christians. So, you know, God is introduced in the New Testament as the father of all true believers in Jesus. Remember, John 3:16 did not say, Yahweh God so loved the world, the Greek contains only the word theos. Again, the only possible translation of the word theos into Arabic is Allah. And we will complete our thoughts on this topic next program. Before we end this program, we need to surrender our lives to God. And we need to do the most important thing, ask for God's blessings. God, we ask you for blessings upon our efforts. God, we ask you to guide us where to go, what to do, to be used by you in the most powerful way possible. God, we ask you, God, to enlighten our mind and help us to see people as you see them, to have your perspective, to have the mind of Christ. God, today we ask you to help us grow spiritually, help us to grow in knowledge. God, correct our misunderstanding. God, help us to be the most effective in our approach to people that don't know you and to Muslims. God, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, give us love for all people, your love for all people and for Muslims. God, we trust in you. We put our faith in you. God, we choose to believe in you, that you will use our lives in a powerful way for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims, even far more than we can expect or imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, God's grace and peace with you. Peace. Salam. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.